Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Lamed Beis, and we are about 20 lines from the top of daf Lamed Aleph Amed Beis Tanur Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shleima for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Chaim Aharon ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoze ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mendel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Rafal Kos ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So we're in the middle of the sugya of the takonos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Why are we discussing the takonos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Because the perek began mentioning a takona that's very pertinent to Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, the halacha was that when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, they would blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. And even though we know you don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, Gzeira Shem Yavireno, Talad Ames Peshus HaRabim, but Ein Shfus BeMikdash, and in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to blow shofar. After the Churban, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, he said there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore, so that halacha will no longer be in effect. However, Kol Mokoyim Sheyesh Boi Bezdin, any place that there's a Bezdin, he said, you should blow shofar. Incidentally, we mentioned the three shitas harishonim as to what the definition of Kol Mokoyim Sheyesh Boi Bezdin is. We also mentioned the pulmus that happened in the late 19th century and the early 20th century with Hagoyin Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger and the Aderes, Rav Shmuel Misalant, and everything that took place in Yerushalayim. One interesting tidbit as it relates to that whole tumult is that when Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger blew shofar, according to some, or wanted to blow shofar, according to others, it's not clear whether he realized his dream or didn't, he was going to do it in the Beis HaKnesses of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that's in the Jewish quarter, it's in the Altstadt of Yerushalayim. He felt it's mitakonas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and there's a Beis HaKnesses that has a Messiah dating itself back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and that's where he was going to blow shofar. But either way, we went from there and we digressed a little bit. We talked about different takonas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So that's been the topic, the backdrop anyways of the last few dafim. The Gemara begins with a braisa that's going to pick up on that. No, Tanu Rabbanon, we learned in a braisa, in koyhanim, rashoin, lalois besandalein leduchan. A koyhan, when he goes up to duchan, he's not allowed to wear his shoes. Vizu echad mitesha takonos shehiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And that is one of nine takonos that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakin. So what's the nine? Says the Gemara, shis dahai perka. Six that were mentioned in our perek, and Rashi helps us. This is good chazara. Chada hach, this is one. The chamish de masnisan, and five that were mentioned in Mishnayos. Hiskin shiyu taikin, he made a takana after the churban kamakim sheish by bezin yishablo shayfer. Vishihei lulav nitel shiva, that the dal minun should be taken 7 days outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even though midday raisa, really you're only chayef to take it one day. Ulakachtam lechem b'yem arishan. Zeichel mikdash tziyin he dairish ein la mechlal debay drisha. So he said you should take it 7 days even outside the makam mikdash. Vishiyeh yoim henef kula yaser mehiri yibana beis hamikdash. So on the 16th day of Nisan you should not be able to eat from the tefuah chadasha. Vishiyu mekablin kol hayoim, even though bezman shebeis hamikdash hayikayim, bezdin was only mekabel edus for Kiddush HaChodesh up until the Zman of Mincha, but Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai said, it was Batla HaTam. As a result, there's no reason to have this Takana anymore. And the Shlayu Edim Hilchin Elul L'makam Vad, that if the Rosh Bezdin is out of town, even though L'katchila, he's the one that's supposed to oversee Kiddush HaChodesh, but you're not Mechuyiv to go chase him wherever he is, but rather, you can go to the Makam Avad, and that in of itself is going to be enough. So the Gemara says that six of the nine are mentioned in our perek. V'chada de pirka kama. One of them was mentioned in the first perek of the Masechta. Which one was that? So Rashi says, Shlayu mechalalin elo al nisan v'tishrei bilvad. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that once upon a time, the Edom were allowed to be mechal Shabbos to go notify Bezin that they saw the new moon. The Gemara learns it from Sukkim. It's a din d'iraisa. But the reason they did it was because it was necessary to know boy bayoyim when it's Rosh Chodesh, because of the karbanos. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, you didn't have the element of karbanos anymore. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, the only time you should do this is if it's going to be Negeya, the Mayadim, which is Tishrei and Nisan. So either way, says the Gemara, nine takonis of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shistai Pirka, the six that were mentioned in our pack. V'chada the Pirka Kama, one that was mentioned in the first pack. V'idach. So What do we need to figure out? We're two shorts. The Gemara says the Tanya belong to the Rice. Gershon is Gaib is Manazet. Gershon is Gaib is Manazet. Sarach Shiafish. Roiva Lekinoi. He has to set aside a certain dollar amount, Lekinoi, for his carbon. Now, the background to this halacha is a long Rashi who quotes the Gemara Masechtas Krisos. Once upon a time, in order for someone to be a Ger, in addition to Mila and Tfila, Kabbalah Samitzvahs, he also had to bring a carbon. Now, it's really a chiddush that we could even be makabel gerim today, because the Gemara learns from Sukkim that you need a carbon. Today we don't have karbanas, so you can't technically do the geiris the way it was meant to be in its optimum state. So how do we even go about doing it bizman hazeh? So the Gemara addresses that in Masechtas Krisos, but of course there is geiris. Stating that, there was an idea that a Gershon Eskayer should put money aside so that when the Beis HaMikdash is built, at least then he'll be able to bring his carbon. Amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar. So Reb Shimon ben Elazar commented on this halacha. He said, Kfar nimna ole Reb Yechanan ubitla mipnei atakal. Reb Yechanan Zakeh was mevatel. And this was one of the takanas of Reb Yechanan Zakeh. He was mevatel this. He said, do not put money in a drawer. Say I want it to be hektish so that meheri yibana Beis HaMikdash like this, you'll be able to bring a carbon. Why? Because Reb Yechanan Zakeh understood that until the Beis HaMikdash is built, that money is hektish. If someone has hana, by mistake, you go buy something with it, you would just mail the hektish. That's very, very chamer. And as a result, he said, that's not a good idea. So that is the eighth takana. So what are we short? One. We said it's 9, 6 of this parak, 1 of the first parak, that's 7. Now we have the 8th. So what's the 9th one? The Gemara says, Plukta Rav Papa Rav Nachman Yitzchak. It's Machloikis Rav Papa Rav Nachman Yitzchak. What that 9th one was? Rav Papa and Rav Papa said, Kerem Ravai. It's negay the laws of Kerem Ravai. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Lashon Shel Zahiris. It's negay the laws of the Lashon Shel Zahiris. So the Gemara is going to explain. Rav Papa, I'm a Kerem Ravai. Rav Papa said, it's negay Kerem Ravai. So first of all, what is Kerem Ravai? So Kerem Ravai is the grapes that grow on a vineyard during the fourth year of the vine's life. The first 3 years, the peiros are early, you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to have anoah from it. The fourth year, it's known as Kerem Ravai, which means that you have to treat it the same way you treat Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni, you're allowed to eat, but you're only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. If you want to eat it outside Yerushalayim, you have to be poided. You have to take the Kedusha from the peiros and you transfer it onto something else. Kerem Ravai is the same thing. Incidentally, sometimes in Shas you find the Lashon Kerem Ravai, and sometimes in Shas you find the Lashon Neter Ravai. There's a machlekes tanaim, whether the laws of Ravai were exclusive to Kerem, or they apply to all fruit. If you hold it's exclusive to Kerem, Kerem Ravai. If you hold it's true for all fruit, it's going to be Neter Ravai. So Rav Papa said that you want to know where it was Negeya, the 9th Takana Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. It was Negeya, the laws of Kerem Ravai. So what's this halacha? So it's a Mishnah. Kerem Ravai, Hoya Oilu Yerushalayim, Nahalich Yoim L'chol Tzad. If somebody lived within one day's travel of Yerushalayim, you had to take the Kerem Ravai and eat it in Yerushalayim, as opposed to being able to be poided. So ordinarily, you're allowed to be poided. You have two options. Option A, eat it in Yerushalayim. Option B, be poided, take the money, and go to Yerushalayim and buy food there. If you live within one day's travel of Yerushalayim, you don't have option B. You have no choice, but you have to take it to Yerushalayim. So what is the definition? And the Mishnah goes on and gives the parameters. Vezuhi truma. This is the trum. Elat minha darun. Not so often. Vakravat min hatzafin, velud min amayre, v'yarde min amizruch. Amar ulu v'teimir rabbi barulo. Amar rabbi yoichem, matam, what's the reason for this halacha? Kidei la'ater shuke Yerushalayim beperis. The reason is to be ma'ater shuke Yerushalayim beperis, to make Yerushalayim look beautiful with all the pears. People are going to bring fruit to Yerushalayim, so it's going to make Yerushalayim look nice. And it's for that reason there was an idea that even though midday rice, you're allowed to be poided, but kedei la'ater shuke Yerushalayim beperis, this is a nice thing. V'tanya, we learned to the price of kerem ravai hoidloi the Rabbi Eliezer ben Mizruch Lod. Rabbi Eliezer had a kerem. It was kerem ravai, and it was to the east of Lod. Now, Lod is the boundary to the west. So if it's to the east of Lod, it means it's within one day's walking distance, which based on this halacha, he would have to bring it to Yerushalayim. It was Bitzad Kfar Tavi. Upikesh Rabbi Eliezer lafkir laniyim. Rabbi Eliezer wanted it be mafkirit laniyim, meaning he couldn't bring it to Yerushalayim and he couldn't be paid it. So he figured he'll make it hafkir. Amrulai, they told him, Talmidov, Rebbe, kvar nimnu chaveirecha olav hetiro. Your chaver was already matter. So the Gemara says, man chaveirecha. Who was the chaver of Rabbi Eliezer that was matted? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rapapa said, this is the ninth takana. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana. He said that you don't have to be worried about this halacha anymore. Ordinarily, mi'ikra adin, if you're within Mahalach, one day's travel of Yerushalayim, you would have to bring the peiros, the ravoi to Yerushalayim, kedei la'at shuki Yerushalayim, the peiros. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mevatalit. So Rashi says, when was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mevatalit? So it's the first wide line. The hitiru, the kivan, the charva Yerushalayim. Being that Yerushalayim was charev, they felt there's no reason anymore. La'ater shuke Yerushalayim b'peiros. Yerushalayim is b'churbono now. It's not b'atorah v'roisha. And as a result, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai felt there's no point anymore to have this halacha. So either way, Rapapa held, that's the ninth takana. Nachma Yitzchak, Nachma Yitzchak. So you want to know what the ninth takana was? Loshin shal zahiris. It was negay the loshin shal zahiris. So what was the loshin shal zahiris? This is the right to fudim that we learned about not so long ago in Masechtas Yuma that involved the Sarah Mishtalech. The Gemara is going to explain. Tanya Benuti Rabbis, but Rishonah Hoya Koychun loshin shal zahiris. They used to tie a loshin shal zahiris on the door, the entranceway of the Ula Mibachutz outside. Hilbin, and what was supposed to happen was is that when the Ish Iti would take the Sarah Mishtalech and he would knock it down the cliff, the Averois of the Yidden were forgiven, and there was a symbolism in that this red string turned white. Now, what would happen is, the Yidden would be watching the string. Now, Hilbin, if it turned white, everybody was happy. Everybody was ungezetzt. That instead of tying it in a place where everybody's going to be able to see it, rather, what you should do is put it in the door of the Ula Mibifnim. Not Mibachutz, but Mibifnim. Right. Originally, it was al Pesach Ula Mibachutz. Now they moved it to the Pesach Ula Mibifnim. Vadayin, however, Mitzitz and Virayin, people were still able to peek and they were able to look and they were still able to see Vostitzach. Hilbin, Hayismechel Hilbin, Yatzevin. And again, it still led people to Atzvis. Eskino, they made a takono, Shinu Koshre Noisoi, that they should tie it Chetzioi Besela, Vechetzioi Ben Karnov Shasar Mishtalech. There was a takono that you should tie half of it on the rack, the other half between the horns of the Sar Mishlach, meaning it wasn't tied anywhere near Yerushalayim. It was outside in the Midbar, it was where the Sar Mishtaleach was. Regardless, as the Gemara, who made this takana? Who made this takana? Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So the ninth takana, according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was this takana related to the Loshen Shel Zahiris, where it was done in a way that the Olam shouldn't chap that they weren't forgiven for that averus. If you think about it, it's really a little bit of a chiddush. You would think if the Yidden didn't get mechila for the avoinus that they did, you should tell them. You should put it up in a big billboard. So like this, everyone's going to know. You should advertise it. You should market it. It's like this, the Olam's going to fashtay. What happened over here? That next year, maybe you're going to do tshuva. But it's amazing that you see the Olam had a sensitivity that the Yidden shouldn't be atzevin. Because if there's atzvis, it's not going to be good. We'll have to give them mussar. The Olam's going to have to find out what happened. But if they're going to be at Tzevin on the Yom HaKadosh, that the Eibishter is not being mekabel their avoida, it's not going to be a good thing. So even though you would think maybe it would be Ma'orer people, Ula Yoshuvu, Ula Yachzre Betruva, but the Hergish was differently. But either way, so we have two Pshatim. According to Rav Papa, the ninth Takana was Kerem Ravoy, and according to Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, the ninth takana was the Lashon Shel Zahiris. So the Gemara says very gishmak. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, my time Elohim Rav Papa. Why did Rav Nachman Yitzchak learn like Rav Papa? Why didn't he say that the ninth takana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was that takana as it relates to someone that's Mahaluch Yoy Mechod from Yerushalayim that you don't have to worry anymore about bringing it to Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says, Amalach, Rav Papa's going to tell you, Isok Adaitach, Rav Nachman Yitzchak is going to say, Isok Adaitach, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, if Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai is the one that made the takana, Chaverov, the Rabbi Eliezer, Mihava? What did they tell Rabbi Eliezer in that Mishnah? Or in that Braisa? Kvar nimnu chaveirecha olav v'hitiru. Who is the chaver? It's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Is that true? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the chaver? He wasn't his chaver, he was his Rebbe. He was his Rebbe Muvik. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Chamisha Talmidim Hoyle, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Gadol Shebekulam, according to one man, Dama, was Rabbi Eliezer. So he wasn't his chaver, he was his Rebbe. V'idach. So what is Rav Papa hold? Rav Papa knows the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Everyone knows the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Kimvin de Talmidim Hava, Lav Eirachara, Lememrele, Lerabe, Rabach. Doesn't pass for a Talmud to tell his Rebbe, Chab Gehert von Dein Rebbe. It's an inappropriate way of talking. But if you think about this, Rabbi Eliezer coming full circle, the earlier Masechtas of this Machzor, we talked a lot about the story of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, in the beginning of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, how Rabbi Eliezer didn't know Kriya Shema, he didn't know Birchas HaMazon, he didn't know how to daven, and he comes from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who's the Gadol Hador. And then at some point later, there's even a havamina to refer to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai as the chaver of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, just to show how far he had come. But either way, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, I'm not comfortable with Rapapa's pshat, because according to Rapapa, you have to be madchik that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai somehow is a chaver of Rabbi Eliezer. He's not. It's a Rebbe and it's a Talmud. Rapapa, my time, Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Why do Rapapa want to learn like Nachman Yitzchak? I'm going to tell you, if you're going to tell me that who's the one that is behind the takon of the Lashon Shal Zahiris, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Could that be me, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, me have Lashon Shal Zahiris? Where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is in a position of authority and he's able to actually make a takana. Was there a Lashon Shal Zahiris? Can't be. Why? Because the time we learned to the Brisa, Kol Shnoisov Shal Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Mei Vesrim Shana. We've spoken about this many times. The life of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was 120 years. Mem Shana Asa B'Brak Matya. For 40 years he was Asa B'Brak Matya. Mem Shana Lamad. 40 years he learned. Mem Shana Limeid. For 40 years he taught. The Makar to this Brisa is a Sefri in Parshas V'Zayis HaBracha. And the Sefri over there says that this was true for Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It was true for Rabbi Akiva. And it was true for Hillel HaZaken. But either way, 40. But what's the point? 40 years, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai taught. 40 years he was a manik. Now, Vatanya, we learned to the Brisa, Mem Shana Koidim Shenecher Vabayis, 40 years before the Churban, Lehoyah Lashon Shal Zahiris Malbin. The Lashon Shal Zahiris didn't turn white, Ella Madim. But the point is that we know for sure that all of this didn't happen. The whole Lashon Shal Zahiris didn't happen during the 40 years prior, meaning it remained red. It didn't turn white. We know all the takonas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai were Misha Charev Abayis. Again, the Gemara is just doing a little bit of math here. 40 years before the Churban, this whole Lashon Shal Zahiris is unfortunately not happening. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we know, was making takonas Misha Charev Abayis, which means he's a manig after the Churban. Be'erech 10 years after the Churban is when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai passed away. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was only in a position of authority for 40 years, which means if he's a manig for 10 years post-Churban, say he became a manig 30 years prior to the Churban, the whole Lashon Shal Zahiris stopped 40 years before the Churban. So how is it possible, said Rapopo, that it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, someone made the takana, but it wasn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? The idach, no. The Papa's saying very good. What's from Nachum Yitzchak going to say? Oysam arbaim shana delama talmud yoshel fnei rabbi haba. What happened was, for the 40 years that he was learning, he was a talmud yoshel fnei rabbi. For Oman Milsa, he said something, v'stabra taime, and his rebbes thought that what he was saying was very good, v'kavi rabbi v'shmei, and they were v'kavei in his name. And Echanami, the assumption is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made all 9 takanas when he was a manik during the last 40 years of his life. But the Gemara is saying, Rav Nachum Yitzchak is going to say, it's not muchach, it doesn't have to be that way. And ulai, that's not what it was. And as a result, it's possible that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it was his svara, his chiddush, that was accepted by his rebbes. And as a result, this takana is really the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This concludes our digression, which is the sugya of the takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. We're now going to return to the real nuts and bolts of Hilchas Tkiyah Shofar, Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, and that is the laws of the Tkiyos. But more specifically for today's daf, we're going to focus on the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah to recite psukim of Malchiyos, Zichroinos, and Shofros. So we know from davening Musaf on Rosh Hashanah that on Rosh Hashanah there's a mitzvah to mention separate psukim that acknowledge 3 points. Malchiyos, when Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say different psukim that describe the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moloch, Melech, and Yimloch. Additionally, Zechroinos. We acknowledge the fact that on Rosh Hashanah, it's a Yom Adin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zoicher Kol HaNeshkachos, and every single action of every single human is presented in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Additionally, Shofros, we mention the Shofar, we talk about the Shofar of Maimon Har Sinai, we talk about the Shofar through Akedas Yitzchak, but the point is, Shofros is something that we talk about as well. The Gemara in today's daf is going to bring Psukim as a makar to Malchiyos, Zechroinos, and Shofros. And from the Gemara today, it's going to sound a little bit like maybe the chiyuv to recite these psukim of Malchiyos, Zechroinos, and Shofros is a mitzvah deraisa. The truth is, not pashut at all. And in Metzah Shem, in the coming dafin, somehow between now and the Hadron, we'll talk a little more about Malchiyos, Zechroinos, and Shofros, deraisa, derabanan, and how to try to reconcile some of the conflicting mashmois of the Gemaras that we're going to learn. Another thing that we're going to see in today's daf is that the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar was to blow Shofar al Seder Malchiyos, Zechroinos, and Shofros. So midday Raisa, you're supposed to blow 9 Tkiyahs. 3 with Malchiyos, 3 with Zichroinos, and 3 with Shoifres. One other thing that we need for today's daf, and that is, ordinarily, when you daven Shmoyne Esrei, so how many brachas are Shmoyne Esrei made up of? So it sounds like it's 18, Shmoyne Esrei brachas. That's why it's called Shmoyne Esrei. But truth, it's a mistake. There's 19. Initially, when the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla were misaking the Matbeah Shel Tefillah of Shmoyne Esrei, it was 18 brachas. However, years later, V'la Malshinim, Shmuel HaKotan, they were Moisif a bracha, and therefore Shmoyne Esrei is a little bit of a misnomer. It's not really 18, it's 19. Now, stating that, it's only 19 during the week. On Shabbos, for example, and on Yontif, it's not 19 brachas. What is it? It's 7 brachas. So you have the first 3 brachas, you have the last 3 brachas, and then we've put in one bracha in middle, which is a bracha that acknowledges the fact that it's Shabbos, Mekadosh HaShabbos, on Yontif, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim. So there's one bracha that addresses the Ketushas HaYoim, but that's not 18, 19, but rather what it ends up being is 7. On Rosh Hashanah, the Shmoyne Esrei is made up of 9 brachas. And the first Mishnah that we're going to learn, as it relates to Malchus, Achronis, and Shoifres, is going to jump into the Shmoyne Esrei and how exactly it correlates with Malchus, Achronis, and Shoifres. Additionally, how it correlates with the Tkiya Shoifres. During Chazaras Hashatz and all shuls, this Tkiya Shoifres that's done on the Seder Shmoyne Esrei. In some Bati Midrash, and it's even done by the Shtilu Shmoyne Esrei. But we know there's a connection, there's an association between Tkiya Shoifres and between the Shmoyne Esrei. It all comes from the Mishnah we're about to learn. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Seder Brachos. What's the Seder of the brachos of Rosh Hashanah? Oimer Avos. First you say Avos. Magen Avram. Ugvurois. Mechayim Meitz. Kedushas Hashem. And then you say Hamelech HaKodesh. V'koilo Malchis Imam. And you're supposed to include Psukim of Malchios together with Kedushas Hashem. So where do you put all the Psukim of Malchios? You incorporate them in Ata Kodesh V'Shim HaKodesh, which ends Hamelech HaKodesh. V'enetekeh. And you don't blow Shofar. So the first 3 brachas have no Tkiyah Shofar. Then after you finish the first 3 brachas, you start adding Kedushas HaYom. You have a bracha for Kedushas HaYom. You mention the fact that it's Rosh Hashanah. V'tekeh. And you blow shofar. Zichroinos, then you mention Zichroinos, v'tekei, and you blow shofar. Shofars, you mention shofars, v'tekei, and you blow shofar. V'omer avoida, and then you say amachzeh shchinasu letzion, v'hoida, atoiv shimcha l'chanel l'hoidais, brachas kayanim, which is sim shalom, and that's Shmoyne Esrei. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So it comes that you have 9 brachas, like we said. You have malchus Zichroinos v'shofars, like we said. You have 3 sets of tkiyah shofar, like we said. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says a little bit of a chiddush. He says that the Malchus doesn't have a Tkiyah Shofar. The Malchus is included in Hamelech HaKadosh, and the Tkiyah Shofar is on the Kedushas HaYoyim, and on the Zichroinos, and on the Shofars. So Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, if you're not blowing Shofar with the Malchus, then why are you even saying Malchus? Malchus, Zichroinos, and Shofars are so a part of Tkiyah Shofar that Rabbi Akiva, im einu tekeil amalchis, if not blowing Shofar, I don't even know why you're saying it. Elo, oimer avos, v'gvuris, v'kdushas Hashem, v'koilom malchios, v'kdushas Hayoyim. Malchis is not with the first 3, that's together with Kdushas Hayoyim. V'toikeya, Zichroinos, v'tekeya, Shofars, v'tekeya, v'oimer avoida, v'hoida, u'birchas kayhanim. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara jumps right in. Rabbi Akiva said, meinu tekeil amalchis, lamuhu masker. Told Rabbi Yechim ben Uri, if you're not going to blow shofar for Malchus, then why even mention Malchus? You want to know why you mention Rechmana Amar Itker? The Torah said you have to say it. It's mashma, by the way, that saying Malchus is a deraisa. Rechmana Amar Itker. The Gemara's lashon is not the Chachamim said Itker. The Gemara says Rechmana Amar Itker. Ela lama eser. His question was, why 10? That's what Rabbi Akiva was asking. Lema teisha. You should have 9. We're going to see in the course of today's daf that when you say Malchus, Zichroinus, and Shofars, it's 10 psukim of Malchus, 10 of Zichroinus, and 10 of Shofars. Rabbi Kiva's kash of Yechim and Uri was that why 10 of Malchus, it should only be 9. Meaning, Bishlam, if you blow Shofar by Malchus, I understand why it's 10. But if you're not blowing Shofar, it shouldn't be 10, it should be 9. Why? What does 10 versus 9 have to do with whether you're blowing Shofar? So Rabbi Kiva explained, the hoyl the ishtani ishtani. Because being that Malchus is different than Zichroinus and Shofars, that there you blow Shofar, here you don't. So ishtani, they should be different in terms of the amount of psukim you have as well. So that if there it's 10 psukim, here it should only be 9 psukim. But either way, the Gemara clarifies what Rabbi Akiva's taina to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri was. It wasn't that if you're not blowing Shofar on Malchus, lama hu masker. No, Rachmana amar itker. His taina was, why 10? Hoyl v'ishtani ishtani, it should only be 9. Tanu rabban and a braisa. That's going to elaborate on Malchus, Zichroinus, and Shofars, and on the Shmoyne Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. How do you know that you're supposed to say avos? And this is really true for every Shmoyne Esrei. Shenemar, havu lashem b'nei elim. And the b'nei elim, what are elim? Elim, Rashi says, Lishno ditkifi. It's a lashon of strength. The Bnei Elim is a reference to the Avos. We had the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph, where the Gemara said, Yerach ha'isonim is referring to the Yerach of the Avos, because they're isonim shaloylam. So this is the second time we had a Masechtas Rosh Hashanah that the Avos are miloshin tkifi. But either way, Havu Lashem, Bnei Elim. You should give the Eibishta. In Shemayna Esrei, talk to the Eibishta about the Avos. That's, we're Bnei Elim. Talk to Hashem about the Elim. In Ayin Shemik, never Havu Lashem, Kavoid Va'oiz. Oiz is Gvura. Gvura is associated with Mechaye HaMesim. It's associated with Tchias HaMesim. Tainas Dabez. Bezos Hashem coming up at the end of the week. Minayin Sha'imrim Kedushois. How do you know that you say Kedushois? Shenemar Havu Lashem Kovoid Shemoi. Hishtachvu Lashem Bahadras Kodesh. Either way, that's the makar to the first three brachas of every Shemoyna Esri. Now we shift our attention specifically to Rosh Hashanah. Minayin Sha'imrim Malchis Chorinus V'Shoifus. How do you know you're supposed to have brachas from Malchis Chorinus and Shoifus? Or Belezim Belezim says the chesed. Because the Pasuk says, Dabrel B'nei Yisrael Leimar. That's the entire Pasuk. This is the pasuk in Parashas Emor. Bachodesh Hashvi, the seventh month, Tishrei, Be'echol Bachodesh, Yielachem Shabbosin, Zichroin Trua, Mikra Kodesh. So this is the pasuk that describes Rosh Hashanah as a Zichroin Trua. It's the pasuk that describes it as a Yom Trua. This is the pasuk that describes it as a Zichroin Trua. This is the pasuk that describes it as a Zichroin Trua. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer said, Shabbosin zichron through a mikro koid. Shabbosin is a kedushas hayom. Shabbosin is a reference to kedushas hayom. Supposed to mention Rosh Hashanah. Zikaroin elu zichronois. Trua elu shayfrois. Mikro koidish kacheo basis malacha. That pasuk is coming to say that you're not supposed to do malacha. So there's four drushes that we have. Shabbosin is one, zichron true. True is three, mikro koidish is four. Shabbosin is malchia, is kedushas hayom. Zichron is zichronois. Trua is shayfrois. Mikra Kodesh is Asiyas Malach. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Eliezer, Nei Maloi Nemar. Wouldn't it make more sense to do it this way? Shabbosin means Shvoish. It means rest. Mikra Kodesh means rest. No, Shabbosin means rest. That's what the word means. And not just that. Shabbosin means Shabbosin Kakasav Tchila. That's the first thing mentioned. It's Mestaber. Rashi says that the Iker of Yontif is don't do Malach. And that's probably the first thing that we're mentioning. Okay. El Shabbosin. So said Rabbi Akiva, that's the way I have it. It means Kacheo Basiyas Malach. Zikaroin. Or zichroin elu zichroinos, trua elu shayfers, mikra kodesh zukdushas hayom. So either way, Rabbi Ezra and Rabbi Akiva both have these four different words referring to kedushas hayom, zichroinos shayfers, and asiyas malacha. The question is in what order? Okay, but we don't know yet the makar to malchias. We have zichroinos, we have shayfers, we have kedushas hayom. We even know that you're not allowed to do malacha. Okay, minayin shemir malchias? How do you know malchias? Tanya, Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi said the pasuk says ani Hashem Elokeichem. Fascinating. The exact pasuk is ubekutzrachem es ktsir artzachem leisachalu pasadcha bekutzrach veleket ktsircha leisalaket lo oni velager tazavoysam ani Hashem alikeichem. Two psukim later, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael lemer b'chodesh hashvi b'echol chodesh yilachem shabbos nizichron through a mikra gaidash. So it says ani Hashem alikeichem in the pasuk of lo oni velager tazavoysam, and then afterwards it says ani Hashem alikeichem. So we learn from the smichos of these two psukim, says the Gemara, that's how you know that you're supposed to say Malchias. Ani Hashem Elokeichem is the concept of Malchias. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Nitzarech, you don't need this drasha, Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk says, V'hoi lechem lezikaroin, lefnei Elokeichem. Now this exact pasuk is, U'v'yoyim simchaschem u'v'maya deichem u'rashi chachechem, utkatem b'chatzoitzroiz aloi leiseichem, v'al zivchei shalmeichem, v'hoi lechem lezikaroin lefnei Elokeichem. So there's a pasuk that talks about the mitzvah to blow with chatzaitzis. And there were different times that chatzaitzis were blown with. One of them times was on Yontif. But either way, in that pasuk, it says, and really, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda said that it wasn't necessary to say the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem in that pasuk. Not Tamalei Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Why does it say it's Zebana of Luchal Makim Shenema Bazachreinus? But the pasuk is coming to say is V'hoi Lechem Lezikaroin Lefnei Elokeichem. That wherever it says Zikaroin Zachreinus, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Yeh Malchias Imoim. So that any single time you're going to have the Inyan of Zechroinois, you have to also tack on Malchias. Thus, being that we already have a Makar that you're supposed to say Zechroinois on Rosh Hashanah, anytime you say Zechroinois, you also have Malchias. So how do you know Malchias? Interesting. Either I know it from Lo'oni V'lager Tazavoysim Ani Hashem Elokeichem, or I know it from Parshas Bahaloischa, the Parsh of the Chatzoitzrois. Okay, so now we know that you have to say Malchias. Next question is, so where exactly are you supposed to say Kedushas Hayom? Now in the Mishnah, it seem that Kedushas Hayoyim is the fourth bracha. Mishnah said, Avois Gvurois Kedushas Hashem, and then afterwards Kedushas Hayoyim. The question was, where do you say Malchios? Do you say Malchios with Kedushas Hashem? That was the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Or do you say Malchios with Kedushas Hayoyim? That was the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. But everybody seemed to say that Kedushas Hayoyim is the fourth bracha. So the Gemara says, "V'heichan oimer l'kedushas hayoim." In the Brayse, it's a machlokes. Tanya, Rabbi Yomi, Rabbi said, "Im malchios oimer." You say it together with malchios, which is the fourth bracha. Mamatzin b'chol malchim b'reviyos, because just like you find that kedushas hayoim is always the fourth bracha, always meaning on Shabbos and Yontif. When you add a bracha for kedushas hayoim, so you have the regular three brachas, you have the regular latter three brachas, and then you have an extra one in middle, which is Kedushas Hayoim, so it's always the fourth bracha. So Afkam Revis, so to here, it's going to be the fourth bracha. Shem Gamliel, Amir, Shem Gamliel said him as Achreinus Haimra. Now you say it together with the Achreinus, the Kedushas Hayoim is actually the fifth bracha. Why? Mamat Tzinu B'chal Mokim Be'emtza, Afkam Be'emtza. Shem Gamliel said that whenever you say Kedushas Hayoim, it's always the middle bracha. So ordinarily, on Shabbos and Yontif, there's seven brachas. First three, last three, and then the middle one is the special bracha for Kedushas Hayoim. Here too, it's going to be the middle. Now, on Rosh Hashanah, you have nine brachas, not seven, so the middle one's going to be five. So we had a machloikis between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel, father and son. Rebbe's father was Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. Whether you're supposed to say Kedushas Hayoim as the fourth bracha, or you're supposed to say it as the fifth bracha, says the Gemara. When Bezin was Bekadosh Hashanah and Usha, meaning Rosh Hashanah was in Usha, Yar Rabbi Yechimen Breiker lefin Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yechimen Breiker went to daven for the Omer in the presence of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi, and his Bal Tefila was Rabbi Yechimen Ben Breiker, Ba'asik Rabbi Yechimen Nuri, and he followed the Shita of Rabbi Yechimen Ben Nuri. Rabbi Yechimen Nuri had said in the Mishnah that you're supposed to include Malchios together with Kedushas Hashem, together with the third bracha, and that's what Rabbi Yechim Anuri did. Amalei Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Gamliel told him, you know you can be Yavin, that's not what we used to do in Yavna. The Yom Sheni, the second day, Yored Reb Chanina, Ben Yishra, Reb Yosei Aglili, Reb Chanina, the son of Yosei Aglili, he was the Val Tefila, sounds like this was the second day Yontif, Va'asak Rabbi Akiva, he followed Rabbi Akiva. He included Malchios with Kedushas Hayoim. Amalei Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, Kacho Yinoi Gim B'Yavna. Oh, this is what they used to do in Yavna. So the Gemara is a kasha, the Meimer, the Reb Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva Svirle. From this story, it sounds like Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel held like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, who said that the fourth bracha is Kedushas Hayoim together with Malchios. It sounds like that's what Reb Shimon Gamliel was in agreement with. For the Gemara of Am Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said Malchios im Kedushas Hayoim amaluhu. Rabbi Akiva said that Malchios is supposed to be Kedushas Hayoim. Reb Shimon Gamliel im Kedushas Hayoim mezachreinus amaluhu. Reb Shimon Gamliel said in this brayso that really Kedushas Hayoim is supposed to be the fifth bracha. If it's the fifth bracha, it's achreinus because Malchios is the fourth bracha, maybe even the third, but for sure the fourth, and zachreinus is the fifth. So we have a steer of Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel said that when do you say Kedushas Hayoim, you say it be'emtza. It's always be'emtza, now it's also supposed to be be'emtza. Ordinarily, be'emtza means the fourth, and Rosh Hashanah be'emtza means the fifth. So it's supposed to be the fifth. Now, from the Maisa, it sounds like Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel held up Rabbi Akiva, who held that Kedushas Hayoim is supposed to be together with Malchios. Rabbi Zera said, Loime shetoken l'malchios. What Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was referring to when he was happy with Rabbi Chanina ben Yosef Yosei Aglili when he davened for the Amid was he was happy that he had blown Shofar together with Malchios. And that's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, and that's what he was masking to. In other words, the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan ben Rabbi Akiva and the machloikis between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel are not the same machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Rabbi Akiva arguing when you blow Shofar. Koin Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri together with Kedushas Hashem, Hamelech HaKadosh. Koin Rabbi Akiva together with Kedushas Hayoim. Is Malchios with Kedushas Hashem or is Malchios with Kedushas Hayoim? Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri said it's with Kedushas Hashem. Rabbi Akiva said it's with Kedushas Hayoim. The Machloikis Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is when you say Kedushas Hayoim. Do you say Kedushas Hayoim the fourth bracha or do you say it the fifth bracha? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Paskin, like Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, he also said that you say Kedushas Hayoim in the fifth bracha. Now, the Gemara assumed at first glance it's a stira, because if he held like Rabbi Akiva, he probably held like the whole Rabbi Akiva. He held like Rabbi Akiva that you say Malchios with Kedushas Hayoim. He also held like Rabbi Akiva who said Kedushas Hayoim is the fourth bracha. How could that be? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said Kedushas Hayoim is the fifth bracha. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, when he said that Halachas like Rabbi Akiva, he only meant with regards to Malchios. He meant that you blow Shofar with Malchios, because Malchios is the fourth bracha, not the third bracha. As it relates to Kedushas Hayoim, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that's with Zichronis, that's the fifth bracha. Rabbi Akiva holds Kedushas Hayoim is with Malchios, the fourth bracha. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that Kedushas Hayoim is with Zichronis, the fifth bracha. But it's not a steer, because he holds like Rabbi Akiva regarding Malchios being the fourth bracha, toikin lemalchios, but he does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. Rather, he has his own shita that Kedusha Sayyim is with Zichronis, it's the fifth bracha because it's supposed to be Be'emtza. So just wrapping up this Gemara, the Braisa told a story and said that Rabbi Yechem Benuri davened for the Amid in the presence of Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel wasn't maskim to the way he formulated the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Layoim Hasheni, on the second day, Yared Rabbi Chanina ben Yosef Rabbi Yisrael Glili, and then he was already happy. So the Gemara says, Layoim Hasheni, Yared Rabbi Chanina, my Sheni, what does Sheni mean? Ilay me yom tiv Sheni, it doesn't mean the second day Rosh Hashanah. Maybe that Brula El, it would sound like there were 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So there were 2 days Rosh Hashanah. This story happened in Usha. V'am Rabbi Chanina bar Kahanami Mois Ezra, Be'echlem and Sino El Mo'ober. We know El was never Mo'ober. They never had to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. They always used to make Rosh Hashanah on day 30. So, Freit the Gemara, what does it mean, Liyom Sheni? Amr Avchiz, Avchiz said, my Sheni, Sheni, Liyom Sheni L'shana Abba, meant the following year. This first year, the Rabbi Yechem Benuri davened for the Amid, Shimon Gamliel was a maskim, so the next year, Rabbi Chanina ben Yosef Rabbi Yisrael Glili davened for the Amid, and then he was maskim. But it doesn't mean the second day Yontif, but rather it means the second time this happened, the second year. Moving along. Ein poichsen me'asorim malchus. You can't have less than 10 psukim of malchus. Me'asorim zechroinis. You can't have less than 10 psukim of zechroinis. Me'asorim shayfis. Less than 10 psukim of shayfis. Reich manurim. Reich manurim said him. Amma gimel gimel likulam yatsa. That if you say 3 of each, that's going to be enough. So according to the Chachamim, 10. According to Rabbi Yechem Benuri, it's going to be 3. The Gemara says, "Hani asar malchus kenegemi." These 10 psukim of malchus, who do, what, like, what's the makar to this? How do you know 10 psukim? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi keneged asar hilulim sha'amar David." It's keneged the 10 hilulim that David HaMelech said b'sefer Tehillim. Fake the Gemara asar. That's what he said. He said there were only 10 hilulim. Hilulim tuvahav. There's a lot more than 10 references of hilul and halil and haleluka. So the Gemara says, no, Hanach Tichsivbu, Halalu B'Seika Shofar. We mean specifically the capital of Halalu B'Seika Shofar. It's one of the Halalukas that you say in Pesukah D'Zimra. That has 10, and because that has 10, that's what we're referring to when we mention that it's 10. Rabbi Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yosef, say, Kenegah Aseres HaDibris. It's referring, the 10 is Kenegah Aseres HaDibris. Shenemru Loi L'Moshe B'Sinai, that was sent to Moshe on Sinai. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Kenegah Aseres HaMoris, Bem Nivra Oilem. It's Kenegah Aseres HaMoris that the world was created with. The Gemara says, Hai Niu, what are the Aseres HaMoris? Vayoymer de Bereshis. It's the 10 times that it says the word Vayoymer in Bereshis. Freit the Gemara, Teshava, if you go through it, it's only 9. It's actually not 10. So the Gemara says, Bereshis nami maimerhu. The word Bereshis is also a maimer. The Chesiv, the Pasuk says, Bedvar Hashem, Shemayim nasu. That the Dvar Hashem, Shemayim was created with the Dvar Hashem. Bereshis bara likim as a Shemayim v'zaretz. So even though there's no word of Amira or Dibur, but obviously if that's the way it was created, that must be the way it is. Rabbi Yechem Benuri, said, Amma sholi sholi mikulon yatsa. That if you say 3 from each set, you're going to be yoitzes. So again, the Mishnah said you can't have less than 10 psukim of Malchias, 10 psukim of Zechronis, 10 psukim of Shaifas. Rabbi Yechem Benuri said, no, you don't have to have 10. If you said 3 of each, that's going to be enough. Ibai luhu, heichik tani. When Rabbi Yechem Benuri said 3, what did he mean? Did he mean to say sholish min ha-Torah, sholish min ha-Navim, sholish min ha-Ksuvim? Da-Havitesha. We're going to see on Amud Beis that the way these 10 brachas are broken down is that you have to mention psukim from the Torah, psukim from the Navim, and psukim from Ksuvim. That's the way it's supposed to be. Based on that, the Gemara has a tzad that even though Rabbi Yechem Nuri said 3, maybe it means 3. Maybe it meant 3 of each sug. 3 Torah, 3 Nevi'im, and 3 Ksuvim. Now, if that's the point, then what do you have in total? You have 9. So, if Ikebe Nayu, what's the difference between the Chacham Yechem Nuri? It's easy math. Chacham said 10. Rabbi Yechem Nuri said 9. So, the Gemara does the math for us. Chada, there's one difference. El, Oidom, the Gemara said, maybe that's not what it means. Maybe what he meant to say was Echad Menat Torah, Echad Menat Ksuvim. It's true, you need Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, but you only need one of each. Davim lo shalish, which means in total you're going to end up with 3. The Gemara Yotuva, and if that's the case, there's a lot different. There's 7 different. Tashma, the Gemara says, even though from the Mishnah it's not clear, but very often there are brises that are more clear than the Mishnah is, and this is a good example. Ein poichsin, me'asar malchias, me'asar zechroinis, and me'asar shayfris. That's verbatim the Mishnah. Then the brise says, that if you say 7, you're yoitza. Keneged, what's the the magic behind the number 7? The Shivarakiyim, the Zibin Himlin. So we saw what 10 corresponds to, 10 Halalukas, Aseres HaDibris, Asorim Amorim, Shabbay Nivru Oivam. But B'dievet, there's also a Chashivas to the Shivarakiyim, and that's also going to work. Rabbi Yechim Nuri said, HaPoiches LaYivches Misheva, you can't have less than 7. Vim Amash Sholesh Mikulon Yatza. However, if you had 3 from all, you're going to be Yatza. Keneged Torah, Nevi'im Uksuvim, V'amri L'Asam say, Keneged Koyhanim, Levi'im, V'Yisraelim. So what do you see from here? So what you see from here is that Rabbi Yechim Nuri is telling you that really you shouldn't have less than 7. But the Evid, you could have 3. So his 3 mirrors his 7. He gave you 2 numbers here. In the Mishnah, there was only 1 number. In the Braisa, he's working with the number 7, the Shivarakim. That's one of the Chidushim of this Braisa. That's a number. But in addition to that, he gives you the high number and the low number. Kilu, don't have less than 7, but the Evid, you can get away with 3. Now, if 3 means, like the first side in the Ibaya, 3 of each, then 7 should mean the same thing. It would be 7 of each. Which means that Rabbi Yechim Nuri is telling the Katchili you shouldn't have less than 7 times 3, which is 21. And it's not mashba that way, Rashi says. Because it would come out Rabbi Yechim Nuri is being moisif. And the spirit of Rabbi Yechim Nuri is saying less. So now he's telling you the Katchila, you should have 21. Even the Chacham only said 10. So where are you coming up with 21? So it must be that this is the Cheshmin, Vim Amash Sholish Mikulon Yatza, that must be that it means one of each. What's the halacha? Amar Afuna, Amar Shmuel. Halacha k'Rab Yechon Menuri. The halacha is like Rabbi Yechon Menuri. So before we go before we turn the page, just one very, very short ara. It's Yisaydi. There's going to be no time, unfortunately, to really go through these Gemaras properly. There's a lot of Gemara, and we have very few dafim left. But the point is that just one ha'ara. So we had a machloikis between Rabbi Yechon Menuri and Rabbi Akiva. Where exactly are you supposed to say Malchus? Rabbi Yechim Nuri said, where do you say Malchus? You say it together with Kedushas Hashem. Rabbi Akiva said that you're supposed to say it together with Kedushas Hayoyim. Not surprisingly, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Halachik Rabbi Akiva mechaveiroi. Some say afilu mechaveiroi, but for sure we almost always paskin like Rabbi Akiva. So in Halachas like Rabbi Akiva, where do we say it? We say it together with Kedushas Hayoyim. And the truth is that if you look in your Rosh Hashanah Machzer, so when you finish Malchus, so the way Malchus starts is Atav v'chartonu mikolo amim v'atitein lonu Hashem alikenu b'yahava yoyim azikorin azeh yoyim trua mikra koydesh zeichel etzias mitzrayim u'mipnei chato'enu oleinu l'shabeach, and then you go right into Malchus. Right from there, v'alkein nekavalucha Hashem alikenu liris meir b'severus v'zecho, which goes u'bidivei kachcha kosov leimer v'ayidei avadech hanavim, and then when you fear ois with the brach, it's baruch ato Hashem melech al kolo aretz mekadesh ha'shabos V'Yisrael, or if it's Shabbos, you don't have to say the parentheses. V'Yoyim Azikaren. So it's Melech Al Kol Haaretz Mikadesh Yisrael. V'Yoyim Azikaren. So you're mentioning both things. You're mentioning Melech Al Kol Haaretz. That's Malchus, and then you say Mikadesh Yisrael. V'Yoyim Azikaren. You're mentioning the Kedushas Hayoyim. Reb Chaim Briska asked the kasha that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas Daf Mem Tes. It's a whole sugya over there. That when it comes to being Chosim a Bracha, you can only be Chosim a Bracha with one thing. You can never be Chosim a Bracha with two different things. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? What about Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim? So the Gemara says, what means Mekadesh Yisrael? They're the ones that are Mekadesh Dizmanim. We have to fight and for and be Metargim every time. Maybe it looks like there's a contradiction to this rule. Because this is a Klal Gadol Benusach HaBrachos. That any single time you have a chasima for a bracha, ain chaisman b'shtayim. You can never be chaisman with two things. So Reb Chaim asked the kasha that he doesn't understand. Melech al kol haaretz, mekadesh Yisrael v'yayim azikaren. It's true, it's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. But what's pshat? L'chur, it's a contradiction to this principle in Ilchas Brachas, that you can't be mekadesh with two things. So Reb Chaim said, v'aistois, that melech al kol haaretz, mekadesh Yisrael v'yayim azikaren is not two things. Vaistois, it's one thing. This is Reb Chaim making from two din and one din. So Reb Chaim said, must be it's not two things. Must be it's one thing. Because the Kedushas Hayoyim, the Heftza of Rosh Hashanah, is being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malchus is not a prat. It's not a chelik of the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah. As a result, I have to do a few things. One of the things I have to do is be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kedushas Hayoyim is Melech al kol haaretz. Malchus is Rosh Hashanah. So Melech al kol haaretz mekadesh Yisrael v'yayim azikaren said Reb Chaim, vaistois is not being chosen b'shtayim. It's being chosen b'echad. So you want to know what Rosh Hashanah is? It's tucked away in the chasima of the bracha, which is the Kedushas Hayoyim. The definition of Rosh Hashanah is Melech al Kol Haaretz. That's what Malchi is. Zok the Mishnah. Ein maskirin zik zichrein Malchus v'shoifes al Peronia. So we're going to go through a bunch of psukim now of Malchus, Achronius, and Shoifes. But immediately, the Mishnah says that all the psukim that we use for Malchus, Achronius, and Shoifes, there can't be any psukim that deal with Peronius. Additionally, maskil b'tayra, you start with Tayra, umashlim b'navi, and you end with Navi. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi said, im hishlim b'tayra yatsa, that b'di'eved, if you are mashlim with Torah, you're going to be Yotzes. It's very interesting. You start with Torah and you end with Navi. There's one Tosus on the Amid, and Tosus asks a very obvious question. You start with Torah, you end with Navi. Everybody knows it's Torah, Navi, and Ksuvim. It's called Tanakh. It's not Tachan. It's Tanakh. Because it's Torah, then it's Navi, and then it's Ksuvim. So why would you start with Torah and end with Navi? So Tosus says, v'yesh loymar, mishum dekroy de tehillim mishle v'i of kodme l'navi. Because the psukim, the actual psukim of Tehillim, and Mishle and Eev, they predated the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im are, for the most part, post-David and post-Shlomo and post-Eev, and even Tehillim, we know David HaMelech wrote Sefer Tehillim. He was malakeit from 10 different Kadmoinim, Avram Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu. So these psukim, because they predate when it comes to Malchis, Achronis, and Shoifers, that's why Al Yudea, Vedecha, and Avim is the last thing we say. It's a good kasha. Why is it? We did a kachacha kazav lemer, and then afterwards, Val Yudea, Vedecha, and Avim. It's based on a Mishnah. It's Maschel B'Toyer, Mashlon B'Navi. Why? That's a Tosfos and Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, so what's example of Psukim? Says the Gemara. And specifically, Psukim that you're not supposed to say. Right? The Mishnah said you don't mention any Psukim of Peronius. So what are examples of Psukim of Peronius? Malchiois, Kigoin, Chayanin, Oma Hashem, Alekim, Ebloi, Biyad Chazako, Uvitzroya, Netuya, Uvechema, Shfucha, Emloi, Chaleyem. These are intense psukim. And Af, Agaf, Omer, Rav Nachman. And the Gemara says, even though Rav Nachman said, Kol ki hai rischa lirsa kuchibrichu alam velifrakinon, halavai we should be zoiche to such psukim. Right, what did Hashem say? Hashem says, I'm going to redeem you. No, Oma Hashem, Alekim, so there's a chema shvucha in this pasuk, but what's the end of the pasuk? And Rav Nachman said, "Kol ki hay rischa." If this is the way the Eibishter wants to be upset at us, lirsach kuchibrichu alon, but v'lifreikinon. At least it's going to be emlech aleihem. But afal piken, even the brischa amur, being that the pasuk deals with rischa, at kure rischa bereish shatolei matkirin. We don't talk about such things on Rosh Hashanah. It's mashma lil from the Gemara on Rosh Hashanah, that's the way it is. And that's based on the Gemara in Horius, and it's based on an idea of Simon and Milsi. And even though when Yidin, we're not superstitious, we're not maybe even allowed to be superstitious, Nichush is something that's definitely frowned upon in the Torah. But at the same time, Bereish Shasa, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, there's an idea of Simon and Milsi, and that's why we dip apple and the honey, should be a Shana Toiva Masuka, etc., etc. So you see that in Rosh Hashanah there is such a concept, and therefore Rav Nach said the Gemara, these Psukim and Malchias, even though there's a silver lining to it, Abinishtan Rosh Hashanah. Zikaroin, what's an example of a Pasuk of Zikaroin that you shouldn't say? Kingoin Vayiskar ki Bosar Hema. Shofar, Tiku Shofar Begiva. These are psukim that deal with Peronius. These are psukim you're not supposed to say. Avalim, Bolem, Malchus, Zikarim, Veshoifish, Al Peronius, Al Evdik, Echavim. But if you want to say psukim of Peronius, Al Evdik, Echavim, that you could do. Malchus, what's an example of that? Could go in Hashem, Moloch, Yirgizu Amin. So it's Yirgizu Amin, but at the same time, it's Yirgizu Amin. It's the Amin, and as a result, it says Hashem, Moloch. That's a puzzle you could say. You can go in Hashem, Melech, Oilam, Vod, Avdu, Goyim, Meyartzai. Zikarim is an example. Could go in Zachir Hashem, Livnei, Edoim. It's a pasuk of Zikaron, but it talks about Hashem is going to remember and punish. But being that it's the Bnei Edom that are going to be punished, is that something you could say? Shofar kegoyim v'Hashem alikim v'Shofar yiska v'holach besarois temar uksiv Hashem tzvakois yogan aleh. Additionally, ein maskirin Zikaron shal yachid. You don't mention a pasuk that talks about Zikaron, but it's the Zikaron of a yachid. Afil l'toiv, even if it's a good thing, kegoyim zachreini Hashem b'tzayin amecha ukegoyim zachra li alikai l'toiv. These are all b'lashon yachid, and therefore you don't do that. Another idea, even though the makar is the word zichrein trua, so you would think you have to find the word zichrein, but the word pikadoin, zachreinu, fakteinu, they mean the same thing. They're synonyms of each other. And as a result, you can use a word whose shayrish is Pikdoinois in lieu of zechroinois. Kigoin, what's an example of that? Vashem pakad esaro, ukigoin pakay pakadati eschem divi rabbi yoisi. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, enem ki zechroinois. Zechroinois and pikdoinois are not the same thing. You can't interswap it. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yoisi, nay, nabi the pikdoinois and enem ki zechroinois. Very nice, he holds pikdoinois like zechroinois. Oh, but Vashem pakad esaro, how could you say that? Pikadin di yachidu. It's a pikadin di yachid. So the Gemara says, kivan da asu rabbi mina. Being that Rabim came from Sarah, Yitzchak, Yikar L'Chazera came from Sarah, so Vashem Pakad HaSarah, it wasn't just an Inyan of a Yachid, but this was something that was an Inyan of a Rabim as well. One more Ha'ara for Reb Chaim Briska. Reb Chaim said that if you look in the Nusach of Musaf, again on Rosh Hashanah, so in the middle of Zechroinos, so we mention Noyach. We say, V'games Noyach bi'ahava zocharta, v'tifkedeu bedvar Yeshua berachamim. So Hashem destroyed kol basar mipnei roya ma'al aleim, but at the same time Hashem remembered Noach. Al kein zechroinoi balifanecha Hashem Elokeinu laharboi zaroi ka'afrois tevel v'tzetzov kichol hayom kakosu b'teirasech v'yizkor l'kim es Noach v'skol achayi v'skol abehim ha'ashid b'teva v'yaver l'kim ruach ala oretz v'yoshoiku hamoyim. So we mention that this a pasuk of Zechroinois related to Noach. Vayizkor l'kim es Noach v'yizkol achayi v'yizkol abehim ha'ashid b'teva v'yaver l'kim ruach ala oretz v'yoshoiku hamoyim. And that's this whole akdama. V'gam es Noach b'ahava zacharta. We're building up to the pasuk. This is one of the pasuk of Zechroinois. Reb Chaim had a nice aura. Reb Chaim said, Al kein Zechroinois b'lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu lahar b'yizarei ka'afreis tevel v'tzetzov k'chol hayom. What does that have to do with anything? Where is there a mention of Lahar Bay Zarek Afri's table that sets off? The Pasuk doesn't say that. The Pasuk says, Vayiskol Kim es Noach. Viskol Achayev, Viskol Behemash, Ida Bateva. That's all it says. Hashem remembered Noach. And the Behemoth and the Chayes. So we should mention, Vigam es Noach Behava Zacharta. Al Kain Zachroinoi Balifonecha. But we add. Lahar Bay Zarek Afri's table that sets off Kachelayam. So Reb Chaim said, because it's mavur in the Gemara, that it has to be a zikar in the Rabbin. It can't be a zikar in the Yochid. So much so that the Gemara has a kasher. Reb Yossi says, Vashem Pakad Esara. What do you mean? She's a Yochid. And for the Gemara, Kivan da Asu Rabbin Mina, it's Kirabim Danmio. So the only time you can make a zikar in the Yochid work is if a Rabbin came. That's why Reb Chaim said, we add, Al Kain Zachroi Nebalufanecho, Hashem Elekeinu Lahar Boi Zarei Ka'afreis Tevel V'tzetzov K'chayil Hayom. It's because the whole Bria came from Noach. So it comes out Noach was Kirabim Damyo. And that's why even though Vayizkor L'Kim Es Noach is a Yochid, like Vashem Pakad Es Sarah, but what came from Sarah? Ki B'Yizchak Yikar L'Chazera, the whole Kal Yisro came from Sarah. Therefore, Lahar Boi Zarei Ka'afreis Tevel V'tzetzov K'chayil Hayom, that's why you're allowed to mention it. And that's why this is something that we emphasize. So more on this note. So Usha Arim Rasheichem, Vihinasu Pische Yoilam, Viyavi Melachakovi, Misa Melachakovi, Hashem Izos, Vigibra Hashem Kibir Melcham, Sucha Arim Rasheichem, Usu Pische Yoilam, Viyavi Melachakovi, Mi who said Melachakovi, Hashem Tzivakois, who Melech Hakovi Tzela, says the Gemara, Rishoina, the first pasuk that we just mentioned, Shtayim, has two, is considered two psukim, two references of Malchias. Whereas Shnia, the second pasuk, is Shalosh is considered three of Malchias. Okay, what's the cheshbon? Su sharim rasheichem v'inasu pischei oylam v'yavoi melech hakavod. Melech is one. Mizem melech hakavod. Hashem Yisus v'gibar. Hashem gibar melchamas. That's two mentions. Two mentions. Second pasuk is su sharim rasheichem v'su pischei oylam v'yavoi melech hakavod is one. Mihu zem melech hakavod is two. Hashem tzvakos who melech hakavod is three. So really, you have five mentions of Malchias in these two psukim. As I asked Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda said, Rishoina achas, Rishoina counts as, only has one, Shnia, the second one, only has two. And the reason is, because he holds that the part of the pasuk that asks the question, Mizem Melech HaKovid, that doesn't count. Mi huzem Melech HaKovid, so Sushan Meshech Menasu Pisram, Yavim Melech HaKovid, yeah, that's one. That's a statement, Vyavim Melech HaKovid. Mizem Melech HaKovid, the Shoyal. That doesn't count. The second pasuk, Sushan Rasheichem Supis Chaylam Yavei Melech HaKovid. Yeah, Mi Hu Zeh Melech HaKovid. That doesn't count. But here we have another Hashem Tzvakus Hu Melech HaKovid Zela. That is going to count. Another Shiloh. Zamru Elikim Zameru. Zamru LeMalkenu Zameru. Ki Melech Kol Oretz Elikim. So the Gemara says Shtayim. This counts as two Malchios. You have Ki Zamru LeMalkenu Zameru is one. Kimelech kolaretz alikim is two. Rabbi Yehuda says achas. All you have is one. Why do you only have one? So the reason is because Malkeinu counts. Because Malkeinu is... No, because you need a Haskorah. That's a Haskorah that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Melech on the entire world. But Malkeinu sounds like he's only Unzer Melech. And because it sounds like he's only Unzer Melech, so it's for that reason that's not going to count. Veshavin, everybody agrees. Molach Elekim Al Goyim Elekim Yoshev Al Kisei Kotshoi Shnihi Achas. That's only one, and the reason is because really it only mentions one. It mentions Molech Elekim Al Goyim, that's Malchias, Elekim Yoshev Al Kisei Kotshoi, that doesn't count. Zikaron Sheyesh Bei Trua. Another idea. A Zikaron that has a Trua in it. Kigoyin. Shabbosoin Zichra Trua Mikro Kodesh. Oimrim Zichroinus. That counts in Zichroinus. For Oimrim Mashayfris. And it counts with Shayfris. Divi Rabbi Yossi. So this Pasuk. Bechodesh Hashvii. Bechol Chodesh Yilachem. Shabbosoin Zichroin Trua. Boom. You have Zichroin and you have Trua. In fact, these were the Makairis to Zichroinus and Shayfris. So it counts as Zichroinus and it counts as Shayfris. If you don't mean, who said, Eino Imre Elim Zichroinus Bavai? No, it only works together with Zichroinus. And the reason is, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, in order for something to count as Shayfris, it has to say the word Shayfer. It doesn't say the word Shayfer, it says the word Trua. Because it doesn't say the word Shayfer, it doesn't count. Malchus Sheyeshi Imoi Trua. What about a Malchus that has Trua? Gagoin Hashem Eloikov Imoi Utruas Melech Boi. Oimra im Malchios, va Oimra im Shaifri. Say what Malchios is saying in Shaifri. Say Rabbi Yosef. You don't mean who this says? Lishitasi. Eino Oimra elam Malchios bevad. You can only say it together with Malchios. Why? Because again, it doesn't say the word Shaifer. It says Truas Melech Bay. It says Trua, but it doesn't say Shaifer. Trua she'inim avalei klum. What if it just says Trua, doesn't say anything else? Kigoin. Yoim Trua yelachem. Oimra im Shaifri. Say Rabbi Yosef. You don't mean, Eino Oimra kalikir. All three the same machloikis. Machloikis Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you need the word Shaifer or the word Trua in and of itself is going to be enough. Mishnah said, Maschel b'Torah u'mashlam b'Navi. Rabbi Yosef said, I'm Hishlam b'Torah Yatzah. If you end it with Torah, it's going to be good. So the Gemara says, I'm Hishlam the Evan l'chatchil alay. Sounds like it's only b'Di'evan. But Tanya, we learned to the price. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda said, Hamashlam b'Torah is a Meshuvach. That's the right way to do it. So is it b'Di'evan or is it l'chatchil? So the Gemara says, Eima Mashlam, tweak the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mean Rabbi Yosef in Hishlam. But Mashlim, that's what you're supposed to be. The Gemara of a Mishlim Ketani. You can't just change a Mishnah. Prices are a little easier. But Mishnah is for sure not. It's meaning, but Ishlim sounds like the evident Lekatchil Eloi. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamer, Maschel B'Torah, U'Mashlim B'Novi. Rabbi Yossi said, Mashlim B'Torah, Vim Hishlim B'Novi. Oh, we're adding words already. This is a little bit different. So meaning, you're supposed to be Mashlim B'Torah, and not Vim Hishlim B'Torah, but rather Mishlim B'Novi Yotza, then you're going to be Yotza. Tanya Nami Hachi, a Braisa that supports this. Amar Rabbi Loza B'Rabbi Yossi said, Vasikin Hoy Mashlim and Oisa B'Torah, that the Vasikin, they used to fear Ois with Torah, so it's Mistaber that's probably what Rabbi Yossi held. So the Gemara says like that. Bishlaim is a Chronis V'Shoifris Iketuv. Bishlaim is Zechronis and Shaifris. There are many psukim in the Torah that talk about Zechronis and Shaifris. Elam Malchias Talasu Dahavian. But when it comes to Malchias, all we have is three. Hashem Eloi Kav Ima Yotruas Melech by one. Vahi Bishurim Melech two. Hashem Yimloich Loi Lavad is three. What's the Kashiv? And Ambino Neser. And we need 10. Velekan, we don't have. And Zok Rashi, what do you mean you need 10? You have to have 10 psukim in total. And the Cheshbin is Torah Nevi Muksufim. So it's 3, 3, 3. But at the same time, we said HaMashlim is supposed to be Mashlim with the Torah. That means there has to be a fourth pasuk in the Torah that talks about Malchias. We don't have Zechronis and Shaifers, we can make it work. But we can't make it work for Malchias. So the Gemara says, so where's that fourth pasuk? Amar Rav Huna said, Tashmat Zabraisa. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Malchias. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Einei Malchus. V'yedatayim v'ashivoyis elvavecha ki Hashem u'alikim einoi Malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Einei Malchus. Ata reis l'das ki Hashem u'alikim einoi melvadei Malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Einei Malchus. Either way, Rabbi Yosi is the one that said you're supposed to be Mashlim B'Torah, and you see clearly that according to Rabbi Yosi, you have three options. Either Shema Yisrael, Hashem u'alikinu, Hashem Echad. You have the option of v'yedatayim Vashivoisa Elovavecha or Ata Resolodas Ki Hashem Hueli Kim Ein Oy. Exhale. So, just to end today's daf, the Velt says that the Rebbe Reb Shmelke used to say that we say in Musif Rosh Hashanah davening, Ki Zoicher Kol Anishkochais Atahu Meyoylam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zoicher Kol Anishkochais. The Rebbe Reb Shmelke said Hashem only remembers the Nishkochais and what? And if it's something that you didn't forget, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't remember it? Hashem remembers everything. So Rebbe Reb Shmelke said that a person that does a mitzvah, but he remembers the mitzvah, he walks around with a shtickel gaiva because he's so proud of the mitzvah that he did. So that mitzvah the Eibishter doesn't remember. The Eibishter remembers a mitzvah when you forget it. If you forget the mitzvah, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remember it. He said the same is true with an Aveira. He said if a person does an Aveira, but he forgets about the Aveira. He doesn't do tshuva on the Aveira, then the Eibishter is going to remember the Aveira. If a Yid does an Aveira, but it's v'chatosi negdi summit, it's an Aveira that he walks around with, it's something that he's cognizant of, it's something that he's always mindful of, azasar t'Aveira, said the Rebbe Reb Shmelka, that type of Aveira the Eibishter doesn't forget. That type of Eibishter is going to forget. The only time the Eibishter remembers the Aveira is when it's zoicha kol anishkachis, what's an Aveira that you forget.